Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue, welcome to the Faculty of Management convocation. Please give a nice hand to Brian Sand and his quintet. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, or le chef du protocol, which sounds a little better. And as such, I would ask on the protocol side, if you please don't clog the aisles with photographs. The photograph you will take is not going to be all that good from that distance, and there is a professional photographer in front. But that's for you to take. But please don't clog the aisles. It makes it difficult for the people immediately behind. Inasmuch as all of you, I hope, are going to be employed very soon, I don't think that laughter was good. I'm not so sure. But put those away if you would. We don't need it this afternoon. Your job won't start for at least 2 hours, and that's about the length of the sitting today. It will be maybe 2 hours and 7.5 minutes or something like that. But it won't be 2.5, but it probably won't be under 2. There are a lot of people, over 500 graduating today. There's about 700 in total, and many of you have come, and that's really terrific, and we're glad that you are here. Inasmuch as you are, many of you are very smart in the area of money management and money, I might retire one day. I hope not to have to retire, but I want to make sure and I know your faces, I know your names, and I can find out where you live, and I will track you down for an excellent management sequence at some point, or at least. But don't email me immediately, please. That would be not so good. We have a wonderful show for you today. It's going to be about 35 minutes before you will start to walk the stage, because we do have an honorary degree. And there will be a number of short speeches. All of the speeches are relatively short, we hope. We don't drag anybody off if they speak too long, but that's, I think, unlikely to happen. Very soon, you will hear the university piper, Jeff McCarthy, leading the platform party down the street in the same way and through the same doors that all of the students just came in. I think we can hear it, but it'll be about another minute or two before they come down. We're lucky it didn't rain today. That was supposed to be 100% rain, and it's turned out to be not hardly anything, so you Since you're not the environmental people, we won't blame any of you. You just don't pay their salaries today, that's all, I guess you might say. The chair of the Board of Governors and the chancellor and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom, will be the last people to come down the aisle, and the ceremony will begin with Winston Purdy, who will sing the alma mater, and he will end the ceremony with O Canada at the very last end of everything at 2:07:30 or thereabouts. The ceremony will also begin with Chancellor Pound asking you to sit down. I will have already asked you to stand up as the platform party approaches, and you can greet them in any appropriate way other than too much applause, because they might get nervous and miscue their seat up here, but I don't think so. So that's going to happen very shortly. We wish you an excellent afternoon, and as you also, one other comment to make perhaps is that the hats that you are wearing, the things on the top of your head, if you have not had a degree before, you will take it off as you walk up. You will hear some information about that situation. The hats that many of the academics wear imply a doctorate degree. These are these round TAMs, as they are sometimes called. I only think of them as something of interest because sometimes the students will say something like, killer hat, man. And it is pretty interesting kind of hat. It's also very useful as a frisbee if you wanted to sail it. And one of these convocations, I'm going to sail it down to the front row and see if somebody can grab it, unlike Oddjob in the Goldfinger movie, who decapitated a statue. The platform party is approaching. Please give them due honor and stand. Please, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Good afternoon, everyone. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty and staff, to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today in the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the humanities, the arts, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. For the graduating students, I hope you've come to understand what a remarkable opportunity you've had to study at McGill University, in the care of an institution committed to providing you with the finest education, measured not just on a local or even national scale, but on the scale of the entire world in which you will now find yourselves. You are not the same as when you arrived. You're older, you know more, you understand more, you've learned how to think, to question, to analyze, to organize your thoughts, to communicate. And perhaps above all, you now realize that your education will never cease, that it will be a constant process for the rest of your lives. Today, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par la présence ici aujourd'hui, les gouverneurs, les professeurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparé selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years they have taken your very promising minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. They hope that you are now at least partially equipped for what you will soon encounter. This is a graduation day for them, as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there's an academic procession, why you are gowned, why you will be capped if this is your first degree, why, in fact, you will be awarded a degree, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting today, I can assure you that they've never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada, dont la diversité culturelle est d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprimera donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, en notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. You leave McGill with the advantage of one of the finest educations available on the face of this planet. You enjoy a huge advantage. It is an advantage that deserves to be applied for the good of the world community of which you are part, not just for your personal advancement or benefit. You leave here with the obligation to do your best in all circumstances, to apply your talents and skills with a sense of adventure, and there will be plenty of adventure, but also with the responsibility that comes with the privilege of leadership. Remember the words of Dr. Norman Bethune. Every leader starts out by first leading himself. You can make a difference. Make it a good difference. On this occasion, in addition to the degrees that will be conferred upon you, we will confer an honorary doctorate on a very special individual, Michael Porter, who will be introduced to you more formally in a few moments. We will also honor two distinguished professors of the university with the presentation of awards for excellence in teaching at both the graduate and undergraduate levels, Professors Saibel Ray and Peter Christofferson. And now, before proceeding further, it's my pleasure to invite our principal and vice chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor, Chairman, Provost, Dean, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Michael Porter, our special teaching award winners, Professors Saibel Ray and Peter Christofferson, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As principal and vice chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today yourselves graduated on these very lawns. And in this very special convocation season, I would like to speak for a moment about our chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and he has simply never left us. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund to volunteering with McGill athletes. He has been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as our chair of the Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month, and I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire McGill community to express our most sincere thanks to you, Chancellor Pound, for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and your families and friends, a chance to share in your happiness. For all of you who are graduating here today, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask that you join with me now in expressing our appreciation to your family members and friends who supported you through your time at McGill. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues, peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de vôtre. The world you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges we all face now worldwide. We are called upon to realize quickly a more sustainable commitment to the relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society. And at the same time, we are redesigning the way we interact with financial and social systems to lessen the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These are challenges indeed, but I'm confident that you graduating class will be able to live up to the challenges and indeed overtake them. And as we confront the complexity of the world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you. As Developing Leaders Class of 2009, you are building technological and scientific literacy, multilingual fluency, and an understanding of some of the great cultures of the world. You are cultivating an open mind and, perhaps most importantly, raising your appetite for complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complexity that characterizes the world into which you now step as McGill alums. At McGill, we know you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge, and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and our freedom of speech. And we know at the same time that along with our wonderful freedoms and our great good fortune come a special responsibility to recognize that the privileges we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society position us to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others much more seriously than they will affect us. And as we celebrate you, the class of 2009, today, we also celebrate the Desautels Faculty of Management, and I want to recognize Dr. Marcel Desautels, who's here with us today. The Desautels Faculty of Management has a long history at McGill, from its inception in 1905 as a diploma course in commerce to the faculty of today, led with high standards and strong ambition for the last 4 years by Dean Peter Todd. With a global approach to management, conceiving management as distinct from business, our faculty's tradition of encouraging broad integrated thinking and integrated management with an international and interdisciplinary outlook and commitment reflects McGill's philosophy of preparing leaders who will influence the world in innovative ways. Class of 2009, we are very proud that you are today joining the more than 200,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, and in a few moments, Professor Michael Porter. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice derived from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But today is your day to celebrate, savor these moments, enjoy your day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Dean Peter Todd to introduce the winners of the teaching awards to the Principal and Vice Chancellor.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Seibel Ray, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for undergraduate programs at the Desautels Faculty of Management. Professor Ray joined McGill in 2001 and teaches operations management at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. He is also the co-director of the Master in Manufacturing Management program, a unique partnership between the Desautels faculty and the Faculty of Engineering. Professor Ray is known as an innovative teacher who strives to incorporate the real world into his course through the use of such techniques as live case studies with industry professionals. His courses are consistently rated among the very best in the faculty. He is committed to his students and has also been actively involved in graduate supervision throughout his career at McGill. Professor Ray is an accomplished scholar who specializes in the area of supply chain management with a special focus on capacity management, time and price-based product differentiation, and dynamic pricing. His work has been funded by both the Social Sciences and the Natural Science and Engineering Research Councils of Canada. His contributions as a teacher, a scholar, are exemplary, and he is certainly most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Seibel Ray. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Peter Christofferson, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Graduate Programs at the DesHotel Faculty of Management. Professor Christofferson became a member of the DesHotel faculty in 1998. He is a professor of finance who teaches options and futures pricing at the BCom MBA and PhD level. Professor Christofferson's teaching is formed by both his strong academic background and his solid practical experience. Prior to joining McGill, he worked at the International Monetary Fund, where he researched emerging markets. As a teacher, Professor Christofferson is tireless in his commitment to students. He pioneered and leads our innovative investment management program and attends the 7:30 a.m. student meetings, which take place daily. I suspect he is tired as well as tireless. An accomplished scholar whose work focuses on risk management and financial econometrics, he's been a leader in integrating research into the classroom. Professor Christofferson's collective contributions to teaching and research and his ability to integrate the two make him a most deserving winner of this award. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Peter Christofferson.
I now invite the Principal and Vice Chancellor to present Michael Porter, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Michael E. Porter. It is our great privilege today to honor Professor Michael Porter, a great thinker, teacher and advisor, and a true world authority on competitive strategy, effective management, and economic policy. The Bishop William Lawrence University Professor at Harvard Business School, Professor Porter's ideas on competitive strategy have influenced pedagogy and teaching at virtually every business school worldwide. His ideas and guidance have been adopted broadly by companies and governments, including in Quebec and Canada. His advice is sought by national leaders around the world, across sectors. Born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Professor Porter graduated from Princeton with a Bachelor of Science degree in Aerospace and Mechanical Engineering. He earned an MBA from the Harvard Business School and a PhD in Business Economics, also from Harvard University. Professor Porter's innovative ideas have redefined our understanding of the role of corporations in society. His concept of clusters, geographic concentrations of related industries and particular fields, has given rise to an international body of theory and practice and to public-private cluster initiatives around the world. His book, Competitive Strategy, Techniques for Analyzing Industries and Competitors, has been reprinted more than 60 times and translated into 19 languages. In 2001, the Harvard Business School and Harvard University, recognizing his exemplary contributions, jointly created the Institute for Strategy and Competitiveness, dedicated to furthering Dr. Porter's research and its impact. In addition to business strategy and issues related to corporate leadership and responsibility, Professor Porter addresses social issues, including the sources of innovation, the revitalization of economically distressed urban communities and developing countries, the performance of philanthropic foundations, and the role of competition in the delivery of health care. A man who is completely at home with complex problems, he introduced in 1991 the then controversial idea that environmental progress and economic competitiveness were complementary, not contradictory, concepts. Michael Porter has advised senior management in a number of leading U.S. and international companies, and maybe a particular point of pride, he is also advisor to the Boston Red Sox. He supports as well, through his guidance, a number of nonprofit community organizations. He served on Ronald Reagan's President's Commission on Industrial Competitiveness and is a founding member of the Executive Committee of the Council on Competitiveness, a leading private sector organization in the United States. Professor Porter's commitment to the broader community is expressed in his work as founder, chair, and CEO of the Initiative for a Competitive Inner City, a nonprofit organization that promotes inner city development, and as a co-founder of the Center for Effective Philanthropy, dedicated to improving the performance of philanthropic organizations. Michael Porter's breathtaking contributions to the promotion of economic development have been recognized by numerous distinguished awards and honors, including the John Kenneth Galbraith Medal, the first Lifetime Achievement Award from the United States Department of Commerce, and his election as Honorary Fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh. We are delighted to welcome here today to the McGill community this outstanding academic, distinguished and compassionate community leader, and pioneering thinker, teacher, and consultant in the field of strategy and competition. It is with great McGill pride and deep personal pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Professor Michael Porter the University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the great honor and enormous pleasure to invite Dr. Porter to deliver the convocation address.
Well, thank you, Chancellor Pound, and thank you on my behalf for your great service to this incredible university. I can't tell you how proud I am to be here. How proud I am to be recognized in this way, how proud I am to be, I guess, technically now a member of this faculty. And I'm not only proud, but I'm honored and so pleased that I could be here with all of you today. I also want to thank Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, an old friend and colleague, Dean Peter Todd, who's, I think, leading the school in a terrific way, all the members of the faculty that are here who I have gotten to know, some of you, over the years. And most importantly, I guess, for today's occasion, I want to congratulate all of you graduates who have made it through. You've done it. You've passed all your exams. And here you are. You're going to graduate. And all of you guests and family members who are here to celebrate this occasion with the graduates. I know that all of the members of the families here today are very proud of what your sons and daughters have accomplished. I think I'd like to echo, though, something the principal just said, and that is I'd like all of you graduates to take a moment and think about the ways in which your families and your mentors and teachers earlier in your career and others who have affected your lives have enabled you actually to get here. I think we today in today's society, as we race through life, don't take enough time often to say thank you to those people that really help us along the way. And whenever we have an occasion like a graduation from such a great university, I think this is a good moment. So take some time during this wonderful celebration, to say thank you to those people that got you here today. You did it, but you had a lot of help, and I hope you'll recognize that and never forget it. I certainly don't, as I look back on my own intellectual and personal trajectory. Now, as we sit here today and we are graduating from this terrific school of management, this world-class school, in the field of management, in the field of business, I can't help but think that we are here at a time when there is growing criticism of business, when there's a growing sense that business is really not playing the right kind of role in our society, where business is being asked with increasing stringency to take on issues that fall way outside of the traditional scope of what business is worried about, like the environment, like transparency, like all kinds of social and community issues. All of you new leaders are going into a world where today business is not the prestigious institution that it once was. Business is not the part of society that has the same reputation and the same honored role that it once did. This is the world that you are entering today. Now, traditionally, students at business schools and management schools like ours at Harvard and like McGill have primarily focused on running good companies, having a strategy, which I've written a little bit about, and some of you have been forced to read it, running the operations well, managing finance, organizing your supply chains, structuring better teams, creating more effective organization and compensation structures. Traditionally, we that were trained in management have been focused on these kind of subjects. The role of business traditionally has been seen as making a profit. But I think we're coming to understand that there's a more complex world that we enter today. Making a profit is still really important. We know that you cannot have a healthy society without competitive, profitable companies that can provide jobs, that can grow, that can invest, that can buy goods and services. We know that only business can actually create wealth in society. Governments, as important as they are, and NGOs, as important as they are, can only redistribute and invest that wealth created by business in worthy endeavors for society. Only through competitive businesses can societies have any hope to ultimately progress and achieve success. I've seen this all over the world as I work with developing countries in all the continents. Without a healthy business sector, without a healthy economy, without competitive companies, everything else pretty much comes to a screeching halt. You graduates are the front line of creating and building competitive companies and making a profit. This is something we can't be embarrassed about, but we've got to understand is in some ways a fundamental role that business plays in society that's irreplaceable. That said, there is growing pressure for business to do more than this. There's growing pressure for businesses to get engaged much more deeply in their communities and in countless social issues, such as the environment, such as alleviating poverty, such as dealing with problems in education, such as addressing challenges of disadvantaged groups. Businesses facing more and more and more demands to play broader and broader and broader roles. Most companies are trying very hard to respond to these demands under the banner of what's most commonly called corporate social responsibility. Any of you that is entering a company of any significant size, I will guarantee you that that company will have a CSR, corporate social responsibility program. Companies are supporting dozens, if not hundreds, of NGOs and community organizations these days. Corporations are providing volunteers to help out on all kinds of social issues. Companies are responding to growing standards for impact on the environment and packaging and any number of issues that we're all aware of. There are rankings and ratings that are proliferating to try to measure the social contribution of a business. You graduates are going to be leading in a world where this is very much top of the mind on the leader's agenda. In coping with all these demands and in coping with the skepticism of business, companies have sought to be seen as good corporate citizens. They've sought to bolster their reputations, to improve their image, not only with their customers, but with their communities, with their employees, and with all the other stakeholders that business has to interact with. And I'm certain that during your time at McGill, you have had a chance to delve into some of these issues. Virtually every company is spending lots and lots of money and lots of energy on this agenda. This has become something that CEOs worry about, not just making a profit. But my observation has been that despite the fact that companies are doing a lot, they're spending lots of money. They're supporting many worthy causes. And by the way, there are many worthy causes to support. All of this effort is still producing very limited impact. And I'm sorry to say, all of this CSR activity has done very little to actually change in any meaningful way the reputation of business in society. In fact, if anything, it's gotten worse over the last 5 to 10 years. What's the problem? The problem is that you leaders graduating today have to learn to approach this issue in a fundamentally different way. What we now understand, and what I know you've learned, is that actually a healthy business and a healthy society are inextricably intertwined. We can't have one without the other. We used to think that economic and social were conflicting objectives. Now we see that the only way to understand them is to see them as complementary. Business depends on a healthy environment, on educated people, on absence of discrimination, on having a sound and fair and transparent environment in which to compete. Business depends on society to do its job well. We've also learned that competitive companies are very environmentally friendly because they've learned how to use resources productively. We've learned that the most productive companies are also the safest companies in which to work because they've understood that avoiding accidents and injuries is the most productive thing you can possibly do in your factory or in your workplace. Productive and competitive companies know that they should be nurturing and developing their employees and educating and training them, not taking advantage of them. What we've learned is that we can no longer pursue this fundamental issue under the banner of corporate responsibility. We've got to change our thinking around the principle that I like to call shared value. Responsibility connotes an obligation, something that we're giving as business to society. Instead, I think we have to understand that there's a mutuality of benefit, that there's truly shared value, that to build a truly competitive company today, to have a truly great strategy, you've got to actually create this shared value and benefit not only the company, but also the society in which it's operating. You future leaders have to manage around the principle of shared value. The leaders that come before you haven't understood this point. Your generation, I think, will be the first to understand this point. Now, to do this, we've learned that an organization can't try to take on every social cause. There are many worthy causes. Business can't solve all the world's problems. That said, any organization needs to focus on those areas where its organization truly has the capacity to make a real difference. And what's happening today is something very, very interesting. What we're finding is that the most successful strategies are those organizations that have added a social dimension to strategy, where the value proposition that they're offering to their customers is not just about economics, but it's also about the broader social benefits that this company is having, like Toyota in energy efficiency, like Nestle in nutrition. These are companies that don't see economic and social as separate agendas with separate departments and separate teams responsible. They've started to understand the fundamental integration of economy and society that is the only way for us to move forward in this increasingly complex society in which we live today. Your generation has the opportunity to restore the respect of business and the prestige of business as an institution in society if you can think about your role and your management challenges in this way. All of us here, myself, your faculty, and I'm sure all of the guests here, we have a lot of hope that you'll rise to this challenge. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. A huge thank you for sharing a portion of your enormous experience with our graduating students. They will certainly be facing competition and challenges unlike perhaps any other generation will have faced in the past. Does business have to reinvent itself and deal with other issues? If economic and social environments are complementary, and that's a challenge that's now on the table, how are you going to respond and what role will you play? I think it's a great message to take away with you, along with the other message that Dr. Porter mentioned, which is that you didn't get to third base by hitting a triple. You had a lot of help to get there, and you should never forget that. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their McGill University degrees. For the benefit of the audience, I would like to explain some of McGill University's customs and traditions regarding the sequence for each student as his or her name is called. Since we've mentioned baseball three times today, let me quote the baseball sage Yogi Berra, "You can observe a lot just by watching." Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students are wearing graduation robes and distinctive hoods whose colors represent the degrees they have completed. If they are receiving their first degree, individuals will remove their mortarboard hat, and at center stage, they will be symbolically capped, usually lightly. This capping signals the ceremonial conferral of the degree that they have earned. They do not shake hands with the university official who has capped them. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboards on their heads, and at center stage, they are congratulated with a handshake. A parchment is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage with another handshake. We begin with our graduate students, followed by undergraduate students from the various programs of study in the Desautels faculty. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill University's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. The Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, Professor Heather Durham, will distribute the diplomas to all students receiving graduate degrees. Professor Peter Todd, Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, will distribute diplomas to all students being granted degrees from the undergraduate programs of study. Congratulations, félicitations to those McGill University students of the class of 2009 who are receiving degrees today. Thank you. Merci.
Mr. Chancellor, on this day of celebration, I rise with a sense of sadness to mark the achievements of a young man whose life was far too short, but who left an indelible mark on McGill and on his fellow students. Adriano Tassone exemplified the best of what it means to be a McGill graduate. He was a dedicated management student, a gifted athlete with the McGill Redmond football team, and a great friend to his fellow classmates. Adriano was loved and appreciated greatly by his professors, colleagues, teammates, and classmates. He's been described as the perfect team player with an incredible energy and spirit who cared deeply about others, very often putting their needs ahead of his own. Adriano will be remembered by all who knew him for this generous spirit and his incredible enthusiasm for life. While nothing can take away their sense of loss, we hope that his parents, Sabina and Vincent, his sister, Leanna, his entire extended family, many, many friends, and fellow students can take some measure of comfort today in celebrating Adriano's accomplishments. Adriano's sister, Leanna, is here to accept the degree on behalf of his family, and we acknowledge Adriano Tassone as the first graduate of the BCom class of 2009.
Chancellor for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in the Desautels Faculty of Management, Hank Yu Chu. Li Huang. Malvina Clagg. Yue Zhang. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Sarah Adams. Tariq Fazi Ali. Arnaldo R. Aponte. Lauren Aslate. Salaheddin Baki Zada. Midrazwanu Barry. Maxim Bro. Camilo Andres Camacho. Nicholas Tri Yu Chong. Ronald Donald Coombs. Alejandro J. Coriat. Leanne Crudo. Lucien Dinu. Christina Michelle Dowell. Leslie Iser. Lindsay Gaunt. Nathaniel Hines. Mudassar M. Hamid. David Arthur Hasty. Peter Joseph Horvat. Leticia Amisara Sarah Johnson. Caroline Kaledian. Marie-Christine Larue. Catherine Lavoie. Jean-Michel Lavoie. Frédéric Lepage. Michael Harris Lubetsky, the Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA program, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws. Jennifer Marr. Maria McKivchuk. Zeshan Malik. Iraj Manteg. John Matthew. Natalie Laura Mushian. Jonathan Moyal. Jean-Philippe Nollet. François Payette. Boyan Petkov. Mohan Plakot. Laura Gabriella Politis. Irina Oana Radu. Ashutosh Rajakar. Teresa Ricciardi. Martin Richard. Rodrigo Esteban Rivera Santos. Mario Eduardo Rossi. Sabina Amjad Saeed. Sandy Santos.
Lakshmi Sharma. Stephen Shaw. Pritpal Kaur Singh. Aditya Srivatsan. Grigor Ganchev Stavrev. Yun Tang. Mustafa Abdallah Tanier. Magdalena Torma. Aldo Trisano. Patrick Sinani. Huang Ti Tan Tu. Sandra Veladar. Julien Vilt. Julie Elizabeth Williams. Hongjin Zhu. For the degree of Master of Management, Richard Allen Hynek. Matthias Hermansky. Fazi Ali Naqvi. Ok Dong Son. For the degree of Master of Management, Sunil Kumar Manjapa. Monica Raquel Mendoza. Rob Neil Moreno. Carlos Rafael Sanchez del Angel. Leon. Wally Tay Leon. Yun Zhao. For the Postmaster of Business Administration Graduate Certificate, Arif A. Abuzar. Jamie Berry. Aldo Sergio Gonzalez. Carlos Alexandre Coelho. Sonia Lara Torres. Nicolas Mejia Restrepo. Radwan Somali. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Dalia Gittel Abramowitz. Brett Anthony Abrams. Ryan Adam Abrams, Dean's Honor List, Great Distinction, the Commerce 1925 Award, and the Governor General's Silver Medal. Alexandre Antoine Akawi Aslan. Melanie Ray Adelson, with great distinction. Ali Raza Akbar, great distinction. Mohammed Massawer Akbar. Giuseppina Angela Alfieri. Nicholas Antonatos, with great distinction. Adam Ahrensberg, distinction. Emma Baker. Evangelia Balukas. Tudor Andre Banea. Edith Barrett. Tricia Andrea Balafi, with distinction. Joanna Sylvia Bernstein. Aria Abraham Bloom, with great distinction. Scott Booth, distinction. Jeremy Bouchard, great distinction. Stephanie Budeman, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Amanda Capiello. Bruno Caruso. Marie-Pierre Claude Chabot Bélanger, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Jacqueline Chamber, great distinction. Yuk-Wing Chan, great distinction. Hintung Natalie Char, with distinction. Zhaoyi Cheng, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Martin Clement, great distinction. Joseph C. Cooper. Vanessa Danisi. Amrit Diol. Adil Nazar Danani. Loredana Di Pasquo. Valeria Cecilia Di Spirito. Jacqueline Dieppe. Catherine Dimipoulos. Maryse Drapeau. Yao Du. Vincent du Ruisseau, with great distinction. Joël Xavery Etundeng Fonga. Mario Ferrace. Benjamin Fetter. Okay. Stephanie Gentile, with great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Peggy Jikas, with distinction. Samantha Gillespie, with great distinction. Matthew Goldsmith, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Diego Renato Guin Cao. Marie-Ève Héroux, great distinction, the Peter S. Wise Memorial Prize and the Dean's Honor List. Jocelyn Ho. Ziman Ho, with great distinction. Julian Joseph Michael Ilson, with great distinction. Dan Ju. Alyssa Francine Kahan, with great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Reed Thomas Kidney. Grace Jiwon Kim, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Soo Yoon Kim, with distinction. Teresa Kim. Michael Lacroix. Marie-Hélène Lafortune, with distinction. Louis-Philippe Lagradelle. Gabriela Lyos. Rahim Lalji, with great distinction. Wing Yan Janice Lam, with great distinction. Karin Lanhing Lit, with distinction. Samuel M. Langleben, with great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Etienne Lemay Vachereau. Jason Lesniak, great distinction. Audrey Levesque, with distinction. Nicolas Levesque, with distinction. Jean Lee, with great distinction. Marion Grace Lim, with distinction. Chihao Liu. Peter Malinowski, great distinction, the Herbert E. Sibley Award and Dean's Honor List. Armando Jason Mancini, with great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Michael Marianer, great distinction. Radhika Mathur, with distinction. Jamie Christine McKay, with great distinction. Iqbal Ismail Mervani. Jacob Mayer Samuel Moniker. Cecilia Morelli. Stacy Akemi Motobo. Joseph Namur. Richard Aaron Nathaniel, with distinction. Abdel Rahman Nimer. Adedamola Okunade, with distinction. Gregory Parker. Emmanuel Pietzak.
Prajada? Shanda.
Malgorzata Prajada. Zhu Ki. Adam Rawalia. Tamara Rosansky, great distinction and Dean's Honor List.
Sarah?
Tammy Sarrow. King Yi Song, with distinction. Arlene Sevgen. Robert Sevigny, with distinction. Avni Dennis Shaw, with distinction. Christy Hui Shen, great distinction, the Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Hui Wen Shen. Victoria Siwick, great distinction, the McGill Accounting Club Prize, the Stephen S. Goldblum Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Lucas Benjamin Slan. Changwei Song, great distinction. Gary Tobe. Stephanie Tioli. Xiaoru Wan. Stephanie Monying Wong, with distinction. Pierre Vrablevsky. Danhua Yang. Chihong Young. Christelle Zakor, great distinction and the Laddie Millen Memorial Prize. Li Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Matthew Angelus, with distinction. Syed Ali Nasir Gadezi. Ilya Michael Kafuri, with distinction. Anna Catherine Nicolau, with distinction. Marie Christina Wickman, with distinction. Mamina Eman Zahid, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Ruben Bagramyan, Honors in Economics and Finance. Fanny Chantal Doucette, the Finestone Economics Prize, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, and the Dean's Honor List. Sam Golder, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, Dean's Honor List. I'm fine, how are you? Farid Mandela Gwindo, Honors in Economics and Finance. Shinhei Lee, Honors Economics and Finance. Anna Semakin, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance and Dean's Honor List. Ekaterina Sergei Tevskin, Honors in Economics and Finance. Isaac Zhengwei Tong, Honors Economics and Finance. Daniel Stewart Wilson, Honors Economics and Finance. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Farah Nabi Abdul Baki, with great distinction. Ahmed Yusuf Abdul Ghani, with distinction. Patrick Franklin Akey Jr., with great distinction. Abdullah Fahad Al-Mulhim. Hamed Khaled Al-Bassam, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Milad Al-Jawabra, with distinction. Mariam Adnan Al-Ansari. Mishal Amar Al-Kuderi. Mohammed Adel Anaskati. Yasser Adel Al-Muayyad. Christina Alnas, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. David Amar. Stephanie Ashgar. Gabriel Azencott. Miriam Badran. Jacqueline Pauline Bates, with distinction. David James Beamish, great distinction. Marie-Christine Beaulieu, great distinction, the L.J. Forget and Company Award, the McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Kanisruti Bhatkulikar, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Khwaja Omer Bilal. Claire Julia Bodart. Daniel Bonder, great distinction. Daniel Jason Brenhouse, great distinction, the Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Nicole Louise Brunel. Isadora Maria Antonella Calla, with distinction. Marco Cavaluzzi. James Pei Chow, great distinction. Sophie Chattel. Karine Shahad, with distinction. Great name. Too many cards. Adrien Cherrier. Junyang Choi, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Michelle Cole, with great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Christopher George Coulomb, great distinction, Dean's Honor List.
Double checking.
Yasmin Comer, with distinction. Andrew Kenneth Craig, with distinction. Mihai Daniel Cretu, with distinction. Ilya Crystal, great distinction. Jerome Maurice Dorchimon. Sammy Adrian Danzer, great distinction. Devika Ashok Danny, great distinction. Rachel Petra Anna DeMarco, distinction. Breno de Navarez Pereira Lima, with distinction. Jessica May Delfino, great distinction. Keely Shearson Doherty. Brett Donald. Sébastien Durand, great distinction. Michael Dominic Facone, with distinction. Yizhou Fang, great distinction, the L.J. Forget and Company Award and Dean's Honor List. Jackie Finkelstein. Bruno Fortin. Mathieu Fredette, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Tess Raymond Côté. Ali Bakir Gardezi. Jeremy Green. Scylla Gurman, great distinction. Aditi Hariharan. Hong Suk Hu, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Zubair Iqbal. Jacob Jarvis. Sania Hassan Jassani. Anton Jivov. Jacob Gidon Hai, great distinction. Rebecca Ann Johnston, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Marissa Ann Kalflesh, with distinction. Ariel Katz. Elena Klepikova. Tommy Landry, great distinction. Alexandre Lanois, with distinction. Gibrane Latabure, with great distinction. Guillaume Lavoie St. Marie, great distinction. Danielle Leclerc, with distinction. Adam Wilson Derek Lee, with great distinction. Gabrielle Lafort-Vanasse. Jake Liebner, great distinction, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Brandon Leong, great distinction. Vanessa Leung. Shruti Malpani. Farah Mami, with distinction. Mohammed Mansour, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Lynn Kikwe Mavula, with distinction. Fraser Craig McLennan, with distinction. Miral Meshulam. Irene Muscatel, with distinction. Ivan Musayan. Andrew C. Myers. Jung-Hyun Nam. Yolanda Natasia, with great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Lawrence Jiwei Ng, with distinction. Isabel Laura Ingfo Yan. Shifa Wahid Panwala, with distinction. Hyojin Park. Akash Kumar Patel. Nathan David Perez. Christelle Pierre. Anna Popov, great distinction. Julien Pierre Pradier, distinction. Diana Rapiano, excuse me. Kristen Alexandra Ridgway, distinction. Philip Rusescu. Lisa Jane Margaret Schulderman, with distinction. Mm-hmm. Konstantin Sergeyevich Shadrin. Aaron Daniel Shapiro, great distinction. Zane Sibai. Natasha Siveski. Robin Steinberg. Eileen Ruth Aquilada Tadeo. Shelley Victor Tadger. Anna Yi Ting Tan. Stephanie Lauren Tata Tombari, with great distinction, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Trung Hu Trin. Sammy Wally. Jack Kwan Chung Wang, great distinction. Benjamin Hing Wong. Ming Lulu Wu, with distinction. Jinyi Shan Zhu, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Ben Yardeni. Aaron Kahan Yick. Sungbae Yu. Yana Yuan, with great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Charles Jason Abias. Thank you. Zachary Rock Axelrad. Thank you. Great name. Muhammad Ali, with distinction. Rachel Arendt. Valerie Bashir. Leslie Backman, with distinction. Michael Thomas Barber, with distinction. Ayesha Kaur Bassi. Christina Bowdy. Corey Hamilton Benson. Ella Valentina Berliand, with great distinction. Claudia Bernard. Lori Berbalis, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Raphael Sebastian Bittner. Alexandra Bitton, great distinction. Samuel Robert Bloom. Samantha Bulger. Anna Bonton. Kimberly Boychuk. Zahili Calderon. Dana Carlisle. Matthew Nicholas Carroza. Harkeet Singh Chadha. Stelios Haralambos, Great Distinction Dean's Honor List. Chrissy Chuck Chung. Bora Sophie Chow. Rhea Che, with distinction. Brian Edmund Comartin. Jordan Asher Cott. Samuel Coulomb. Kimberly Alexandra Cresswell. Patrick Mark Crevelier. Ali Haider Dajani. Sebastian Duknoop. Evert de Werk, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List.
Thank you.
Marc-André Delorme. Manushka Ocean Elephant. Anthony Edward Evans. Michelle Felsky, Great Distinction, the Laddie Millen Memorial Prize and the Dean's Honor List. Joanna Risa Flatt, Great Distinction. Amélie Paloma Falls Couture, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Pierre Gagné, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Anthony Brian Jenna. Kalin Georgiev Georgiev, with distinction. Bassem Gamyan, great distinction. Jonathan Marino Glancy. Sasha Brittany Goldberg. Srishti Goyal. Sibo Guo. Nizar Harake. Calypso Hirman, with distinction. Ernest Hahn, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Charlie Hewatt-Larondo. Caitlin Alexandra Inwards, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Ionescu, with distinction. Azar Jaffer. Iman Jamal Edin, great distinction. Krishanti Lakshmi Jayarajan. Stephanie Jolie, with distinction. Tiffany Joseph, great distinction. Kabir? Mabruk Kabir, great distinction. Christopher Thomas Osler Kellen, with distinction. Jenna Kellner. Arun Khanna. Afifa Bilal Khwaja, with distinction. Sebastian Matthew Kinsbauer, with distinction. Aneta Kirichik. Corey Koffler. Anna Maria Kuskowski, with distinction. Sophie Lacroix. Rebecca Laux, great distinction. Laura Teresa Leach, great distinction. Atricia Sheena Lewis, great distinction. Anton Vincent Lim, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Murphy Laughlin. Justin Jiaquan Louis, great distinction. Amit Matani. Justine Mercedes Macon. John Albert James Matheson, great distinction. Guy Henry Mawini, great distinction. Emily Helen McCants, distinction. McGurr? Elizabeth Ellen McGurr. Alexandra Marie Melia. Dalar Messerkanian. Kavita Lakshmi Meisen. Okay. Jesse Dakota Mosby, with distinction. Kate Ann Mudiman.
You're welcome.
Jessica Lee Neufeld, with distinction. Daniel James Patterson. Brett Pedvis, great distinction, the Laddie Millen Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Nicole Mary Ann Persad. Alma Ruth Pinto, great distinction.
I can do that.
Ekaterina Pivovarova. Christy Marie Pollard, with distinction. Carly Louise Positano.
Let's see her this way.
Charles Michael Riley. Matthew Stewart Rosenberg with distinction. Dennis Ribbonet. Eden Rebecca Sagman. Sarira Syed Rahim with distinction. Jacob Elias Schickler. Nathaniel Shipper, great distinction. Carson Boyd Seaton. Aaron Siegel. Michael Aaron Siegel, great distinction. Mark Scheffner, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Grace Shen, great distinction. Tobias Silverstein, with distinction. Alexandra Joy Slattery. George Frederick Smith. Ling Saint-Ours, great distinction. Brent Nicholas Steer, distinction. Michelle Lynn Stern. Matthew Ross Strasberg, distinction. Michael Philip Sutherland.
I can do that.
Amanda Theodoropoulos. Daniela Tion Mayer. Aaron Florence Thompson, great distinction. Nathan Tokarczuk. Shannon Topper, distinction. Jean-François Voyer. Lisa Winberg, great distinction. Akiko Yumoto Ondiege, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Stephen Bercovici, with distinction. C.D. Fall. Jolene Khoury. Stephen Derek Paselli. Anam Raja. Daniel Smuha, with distinction. Marta Geyer Sylvia, great distinction. Tang Thomas Wu, great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Atra Asai Ardakani. Alexander Stackler Bates. Icha Chen. Ariel Cote-Collison. Mm-hmm. Mélanie Chantal Deneau. Marie-Hélène Gagnon. Sabrina Ying Lin with distinction.
Okay, thank you.
Edward H. Pugmire. James William Murray Schofield, great distinction. Munya Emmanuel Tokpanu. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations, Dany Michel Théberge. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Adrian David Adshade. Christopher Al Tork. Catherine Argiriou. Danielle Marie-André Baker. Marilyn Balsano. Geneviève Bélanger. Micheline Belzy. Alexandra Brodkin. Elise Carré. Olivia Bayarjon Tatslov with distinction. Vanessa Marie Sylvia Champagne.
Ready?
Kato Chan. Kai Chan. Jeffrey Clark Crumpton. Jody Lynn Cohen, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Blake Leonard Menzie Connolly. Michael Adam Cooper. Allison Cornford with distinction. Kim Da Silva Miranda. Laura Elizabeth Delahunt Devlin with distinction. Amelia Claire Delva. Genevieve Anne Desjardins with distinction. Andrew Edwardson. Mina Fang. Biljana Valentinova Georgieva.
Gilbert.
Bradley Gilbert, distinction. Anushka Devi Gokul. Ron Goldenberg. Dina Ariel Greenberg with distinction. Caitlin Amy Haywood, distinction. Natasha Tara Islur, distinction. Yelena Yevtik. Amir Alan Kanamui, with distinction. Christopher Kajax. Yuting Cao. Jamil Keshavji. Glenn Harwood Kimball. Michael James Creamer, distinction. Stephanie Chanel Kuta. Melanie Lajeunesse. Robin Brooke Landau, with distinction. Megan Evan Landy. Kristen Lang, with distinction. Alexandre Langlois Rouleau. Roseanne Lee Sang Leung, great distinction. Chiyu Lin. Joni Susan Lind. Zhao Zhao Liu.
Yes.
Tamara? Tamara Lynn Lutz. Deepak Matthews, distinction.
Dane
Christopher McCarthy. Nicola Amy McEwen, distinction, the Dr. J. A. Coote Prize in Organizational Behavior and Human Resource Management. Maxim DJ Mandelovitz. Rebecca Mintz, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Robin Michelle Nadigo, with great distinction. Elisaveta Naumov, with great distinction. Judy Ng. Charlotte Ann Palermino, great distinction. Teresito del Carmen Perez Salamero. Amanda Petriello, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Lori Shira Pilts. Jessica Prioletta, with distinction. Andrew Mason Richards. Thomas Rigby. Nadia Rushdie. Allison Danielle Schreier. Suha Sefideen. Howard Andrew Shapiro. Stephanie Casey Shum. Tricia Lee Tambellini, great distinction, the Dr. M. Richard Gelfand Prize in Marketing and Dean's Honor List.
Valente.
Leonardo Valente, with distinction.
Barrios.
Raquel Varela Barrios.
Really?
Amanda Weil. Carolyn Eileen Wheatley, with distinction. Amy Workman-Rapkin. Jennifer Yang, with distinction. Matthew Edward Zagaris. Jasmine Zainuddin, with distinction. Hannah Faye Zisman, great distinction.
Don't leave. Just one sec.
For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Carter William Mearns Brown. Lauren, congratulations. Lauren Patricia Delente, with great distinction. Kyle Justin Pasternak, with distinction.
Reading the program carefully. And now for the speech the students have all been waiting for instead of dreading, I call upon the award-winning Vicki Siwik to deliver the valedictory address. Vicki.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates, and guests, mes chers amis, mesdames et messieurs, bonjour and hello. Congratulations. Félicitations. We have overcame so many spicy exams, lavish PowerPoint presentations, the trauma often associated with group projects, and let's not forget the taste of warm Boreal. Now, as a small-town girl from Regina and a die-hard Rough Rider fan, I never thought I'd have the honor of speaking to you today. That said, the next 4 minutes will most likely seem like the longest 4 minutes of my life. The last 4 years have flown by. We have all come a long way since our first days as innocent Froshies. But what has this journey taught us? I know I have personally mastered the skill of procrastination and, like many of you, would have received an A+ in Facebook stalking 101. And by now, I'm sure we are all well aware of how to look up values from a Z table, that a balance sheet must balance, and that WAC is not some abbreviation for wacky, but the weighted average cost of capital. And, of course, one theory that would be near impossible to ever forget is Porter's famous five forces. Now, I have to be completely honest, it was not until after I submitted this speech that I found out that Professor Porter would be here with us today. But it was, in fact, his idea that sparked the question of what is it exactly that drives us? What are the forces that propel us in the past and will continue to propel us in the future? So, I would like to propose my own version of this theory, that I have cleverly dubbed Vicky's Five Forces. Now, I must give credit to Professor Porter for the first force, as I find the rivalry of competition applies to both business and us graduating students. At times, competition may be viewed in a negative light. Let's face it. No one appreciates that one student who's asking the toughest questions in a cruel attempt to make everyone else look bad. Not nice. On the other hand, that one student is helping us out. They are challenging us to do better. It is in my opinion that competitiveness can be a characteristic attributed to those who strive for the best, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Whether you have participated in JDC, Carnival, sports, or anything else, it is hard to deny the thrill and force of competition. Furthermore, none of us can refute our competitive nature, as we all chose to apply to the program with the highest entrance requirements at the finest academic institution in Canada. Because of this competitiveness, we now have a degree backed by McGill's sterling reputation. In both business and school, however, we have learned that competition is rarely a one-man game. My second proposed force is thus the difficult task of cooperation. We have all experienced what I like to call the piggyback phenomena, and we are bound to experience it again. And while OB did teach us the importance of snack time, we also learned how to efficiently function as a group. It goes without question that we can achieve much more as a team than as individuals. Même avec la coopération, l'ambition est une autre force nécessaire pour atteindre le succès. Individuellement ou en équipe, un but commun est toujours nécessaire pour réussir. Les buts que nous créons avec notre ambition nous permettent de réaliser nos aspirations et assurent que nous pouvons tous prospérer parmi les opportunités qui nous font face. With ambition in mind, we must also realize that the present view of success, maximizing profit, is flawed. Clearly, this type of insatiable view has adversely affected the current state of the world economy. This is unsurprising, given the idealized situations we are often presented with in class. Looking beyond models, using judgment and reason is crucial going forward. We must learn to adapt to imperfections and to handle the unexpected challenges life throws our way. My fourth proposed force, ethics, is thus an obvious one. As graduating commerce students and future business leaders, no matter what our next steps may be, we ultimately have the responsibility to be honest, to act ethically, and to learn from past mistakes. Now, this is one cliche that I felt was undeniably worth mentioning. It is up to us to redefine success. As we do, we must prioritize what success means to us. It is this prioritization that introduces the final, and in my opinion, the most important force, balance. I know some of us may have had the reputation of indulging in some of life's greatest pleasures, namely Boreal and boat races. But when you take a closer look at our reputation, particularly amongst employers, our faculty is synonymous with success. We have the keen ability to balance our social, academic, personal, and soon-to-be professional lives. As a faculty with exceptional student involvement, we are fortunate to have had the opportunity to actually apply what we have learned. I know the greatest lessons I learned have come through the experiences I have shared with the MUS, the long nights in Bronfen basement, case cracks and competitions, never-ending meetings, and in simple, everyday occurrences we usually take for granted. That being said, in addition to the five forces that I have proposed today, I truly believe that appreciation is a final important motive for success. This is a simple concept to understand, because if we do not appreciate, we begin to expect. Therefore, on behalf of the entire graduating class, I would first like to thank all of the faculty and staff here at McGill University. Many of our professors have significantly surpassed what we expected them to do, and they've always been there to offer a helping hand. I would also like to thank our families for all of their love and support. I know I would not be standing here today if it were not for the countless opportunities my parents have given me. And finally, I'd like to thank you, the entire graduating class, along with all of our friends. Without you, the last 4 years would not have been nearly as meaningful or memorable as they have been. And of course, I cannot forget to thank Professor Porter for his inspiration. So as we leave here today and work towards redefining success, I would like to leave the graduating class with a single piece of advice. It is a simple line from a song that I'm sure you've all heard before. Don't stop believing. Thank you.
Could I ask the graduating class to please stand? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree that has been conferred upon you today, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities pertinent thereto. Congratulations. And if the rest of the audience will please rise. In the spirit of today's convocation, the Secretary General of the University, Joanne Pelche, will manage the benediction.
Thank you, Chancellor. Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom, and may you be blessed all of your days.
Canada, our home and the native land. Thank you.